Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll free number. You can join us via Skype as well. And Skype's actually been pretty busy tonight. You can join us on Skype via username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Cantwell.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com where you can enjoy features there. You can actually create the content of the site. What you see on the front page was put there by listeners like you, and then voted on by listeners like you, maybe even you. Go to freetalklive.com. You can do that. It's a Reddit-based system, so you do need a free Reddit account, and the Free Talk Live account is also free. It's a quick, real quick process to link the two together, and then once you do that, you're good to go on freetalklive.com. We have Matthew on the line with us here, and he's calling from Maryland via Skype. Matthew, in the last hour, you had a question, or you brought up the issue of some of the things that Chris Cantwell has advocated for before with, you know, sort of blaming all government bureaucrats for being thieves, right? Like, so a postal employee, for instance, is a good example of this. Someone that you might call a thief, Chris Cantwell, because they're receiving a paycheck which ultimately was stolen.
Yeah, it's stolen money, and it's a forced monopoly, and yada, yada, yada.
But the post office worker didn't do the stealing.
Well, they are complicit in a conspiracy to commit grand larceny.
They're benefiting from the theft.
They're a co-conspirator.
They may not even be aware.
Yeah, they're certainly aware of it. I mean, what do you think they're doing? They're delivering threatening letters for the IRS. I mean, they shut down. Look, they might not be familiar with the history of Lysander Spooner's American Letter Mail Company, but, I mean, it's very clear that if you try to compete with the Postal Service, they will forcefully shut you down.
Sure, but that's not the average postal worker who's like, you know, there's a lady who delivers mail here at the LRN.FM studios who is actually really friendly with, the Liberty community here. Like, she's been aware of, like, times I've gotten arrested and has made comments about how ridiculous, those arrests have been. And so, I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to focus on these, you know, these folks as the bad guy, right?
Which is, I certainly don't, right?
Like, they might exist absent the state.
Like, my website is not killthemailman.org, right? Yeah. Like, you know, and go ahead, register that domain, make yourself some money now. But the idea being, I purposely chose the postal worker as, like, an innocuous employee that somebody very well might, like, know personally, just to make the example that it doesn't matter who you are in the state. If you're a state employee, it doesn't matter what. And the other thing is that the postal employee is actually, like, providing a service at the same time, too, right?
Well, right. So, they could exist, in theory, outside of the state.
Exactly. I mean, we've got FedEx and DHL and stuff like that. Not only in theory, like, they certainly would. Like, yeah. People want delivery services. So the mailman is used intentionally as an example that is supposed to make you, you know, question the issue at hand, which is she's a government agent. You know, the problem is that the government agent has a forced monopoly, that they're paid by theft, and therein the problem lies. So whatever the situation is, they are an aggressor, and the state obfuscating matters does not excuse them for their crimes. That said, strategically, there's no point in doing anything to the postal employee, right? I get letters every day in the mail, and I don't go out and gun down the mailman.
In fact, I'm friendly toward them, and I wouldn't go so far as to call the postal employee an aggressor. Unless the person's actually engaging in aggression, then I don't think it's fair to call them an aggressor, because there are a lot of people who benefit from that aggression. They benefit from it, no doubt, in the form of their paycheck, in the same way that the school board employee, you know, benefits from it. But in the absence of the state, there'd still be schools. So these are people who we'd like to see transition into a voluntary society. And, you know, being cordial with those folks is an important step toward getting them to at least, I think, pay attention to what we have to say. And listen to us. And I know that there were actually a couple, you didn't experience this, Chris, but when you were gone from Keene, there was a nice couple who, I guess they, you know, they're liberty-oriented folks, but they work for the Postal Service, and they live in Oklahoma, and they came here, and when we were having dinner with them, they were like, well, we weren't sure about coming here because we were worried that people were going to hate us because we worked for the Postal Service. And I'm like, no, most people aren't like that.
Yeah, you guys are great. You deliver drugs. So to the caller.
Matthew, yeah, Matthew's still with us. I'm not sure. We're just kind of recapping there. Matthew, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I guess, I mean, and I agree with that most of the way. I think that that the postman, in a lot of ways, isn't much different than Eric Garner, right? He's benefiting from someone else's theft, right? Like the state says, we're going to choke Eric Garner. You and I can't choke the mailman. We can't shoot the guy who's shoveling snow outside the government building on a government contract or anything like that, which kind of, I guess, leads me to my point is like, doesn't that kind of tell you that agorism is the way and just stop being a part of it versus actively thinking there's a force that we could use to correct anything?
Well, all right, I'm confused. Hold on a second. Are you just for our listeners that don't know, agorism is the idea of kind of undermining the state by doing economic activity, doing business without asking state bureaucrats permission. Are you saying that agorism, that is doing business without state permission, is preferable to killing postal workers? Yes, absolutely, that's the case. So, am I misunderstanding you?
Yes and no. I mean, I obviously that's the point I'm making, but I guess my point is government reach has gotten so big. I mean, there's people in studying lily pads in Iowa on our tax dollars, right? Mm-hmm. So it's to the point where you can't even point to anybody as this is the thief, right? And so at that point,
sure you can. You can point to the tax collector and the police. I mean, those are two agencies that are definitely thieving,
and the politicians and any number of other people.
Legislators writing the law that the IRS man's enforcing, right? So don't you have to point at the legislator?
You can certainly point at the legislature, but each of those bureaucrats who enforces those laws is committing the choice of enforcing those laws every day they get out of bed.
This is a conversation we could do this forever, but the point is that the whole point of the state is to obfuscate responsibility for this stuff, right? It obfuscates responsibility. It's like the Bitcoin mixer, right?
Yeah.
It's the Bitcoin mixer of moral responsibility is what the state
is. Sure, because the enforcer can say, oh, I'm just doing what the law says, and then the legislature can say, well, I'm just doing what the voters wanted, and then the voters will say, well, I didn't vote for that.
Exactly. And this is just this huge obfuscation of responsibility. And I would say that, like, look, everybody's responsible for the part that they play, and I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of innocent people left in this world. So the question, you know, necessarily turns to efficacy and what is it that we're going to do about it. When people say that, like, agorism is the answer to this, I'm like, well, look, the agorism's dangerous too. So, you know, if you go out, people always say to me, like, oh, okay, killing cops is dangerous. You're going to get killed and blah, 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 blah. And you're encouraging people to do this. And I'm like, well, who are these people who are going out and encouraging people to sell drugs and evade taxes?
Just to be clear, Chris, I have not seen you encourage people to kill the police.
This is what people say about me.
That's what they say about you. What I've seen you say is that that's a really bad idea as far as practicality goes. You relish it when the police are killed, but you don't actually come right out and advocate that.
Right. I'm not. It's not
Reason Freeman.
It's not advice, right? But it's a thing that I say, look, it's a philosophically, morally justifiable thing. I do think that, look, when there are people need a defense force against
this. Just because it's morally justifiable doesn't mean it's a wise thing.
It's not something that you want to do the next time that you get pulled over. But at the same time, I do ultimately think that, you know, a free society needs a defense force, and the government is basically a mafia, a criminal cartel, and somebody has to fight them. That's not practical to do at this point, so just don't do it. But
agorism is dangerous, is what you're saying.
Agorism is extraordinarily dangerous. We were just talking about the Ross Ulbricht trial, and he's facing life in prison. He's most likely going to be convicted because they're going through all sorts of things.
It's not looking good.
And so, I mean, this is happening all the time. Rich Paul was facing life in prison up here in New Hampshire for selling weed, for F's sake. It's just crazy. So when people go out and they say that I'm a real bad guy because I, encourage this behavior because they've never actually read anything I've said, and then they say, hey, agorism's a really great idea. I'm like, you people are the ones who are really putting people's lives in danger, because if you think it's a good idea to go out and sell crack on the streets, well, then you're going to really get a lot of people's lives ruined.
Well, wait a minute. Let's be fair. I mean, not all agorism is about selling crack. Agorism is about doing anything without government permission. It could be making pizzas and delivering them. But even then, you're still taking a risk.
Huge risk.
As soon as your agorist business becomes known, then you're at risk from having the government gang come after you and stick a gun in your face. face and tell you to cut it out. Or
yeah, I mean, something as innocuous as like the what some guys tried to do, like a food delivery business over here, right? And didn't they get smacked by the health department or something or threatened?
No, they got scared by a couple phone calls that suggested that the government would be called on them. So they bailed relatively quickly without even it coming to a showdown or a threat of any sort, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
But thank you, Matthew, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 453. I want to make it clear. I support agorism. I wish more people would do it.
Likewise.
But it is risky. And I think that's why most people don't, because they're scared. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control at 855, 453.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. In the 1930s, the Supreme Court adopted a radical new theory of the Constitution. Although the justices had initially resisted Franklin Roosevelt's progressive efforts to control the nation's economy, they relented, allowing the government to override many private decisions, in spite of the fact that to our founders, government existed to protect individual liberty. But to this day, many politicians and unelected officials still retain dangerous levels of power over personal and economic choices. This was strongly illustrated by a 2005 Supreme Court ruling, the Kelo decision, allowing states to use eminent domain, confiscating private property to benefit private developers. This decision had its roots in the progressive era of 70 years earlier, when the court diluted our rights. These roots still dangerously pull against our liberty. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you if you dial in now. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Agorism, will it be the savior of mankind? I think the people who are big time into agorism, the idea of doing business without state permission, seem to think that it is going to be the key to taking down the state. There's, in fact, a whole big treatise that was written back in the 70s. I think the guy's name was Samuel Konkin.
Yeah, Konkin's New Libertarian Manifesto.
That's what it was called.
Was,
yeah.
I think, what coined the term, even.
Right. I read that, and, you know, it was interesting. I kind of like the idea of people creating these businesses to compete with the state and essentially to outcompete the state, wherein, you know, you start a protection service to compete with the police, and eventually the protection service is so great and their customer service is so good that people will just, you know, gravitate over to it, and eventually the state will sort of wither and die off. And that sounds like a nice idea, and certainly it's not something that's going to happen overnight. I don't think that's what Konkin was suggesting. There were different phases that he sort of envisioned as to how this would happen, but, and I don't have them in front of me, so I don't remember, you know, phase one to phase two and what the differences were, but I don't think we're out of, you know, the starting point on this thing yet. Like, if that's how it's going to happen, and that is that, you know, unlicensed businesses are going to outcompete the state, then what's going to happen for that to occur is those businesses are going to have to step out of the shadows. I mean, there are agorists who are doing business, and they might be being successful in their own personal life. Like, there's AgoraCab in Manchester, for instance, where there's a Free State Project participant, actually more than one of them, from what I understand, that gives rides to people. And the community out there in Manchester is big enough. It has enough people in it to where those people can survive. They can make a living giving cab rides within the Liberty community. Now,
right.
for those of you who are new to the show, we're here in New Hampshire as part of this movement of people who loves freedom, the Shire Society, for instance, encouraging people to move to New Hampshire, the Free State Project as well, encouraging Liberty activists to move here. So there's enough people in the Liberty community to support that business. But that doesn't kill the state. That doesn't provide, if all you do is provide services to the Liberty community, that could be good for your own person, your own personal income.
And good for the Liberty community.
And good for the Liberty community. But, you know, that's not going to bring down the state's establishment cab services, or, you know, end the state lobbying, or end the state cab regulations or whatever. It's not going to do anything to end the state. And same thing with, like, running an underground restaurant. You know, if your underground restaurant is just serving your friends, that's cool. But it's not going to strike at the heart of statism or anything like
right.
that.
You're not undermining the Federal Reserve note or
right.
you know, doing
well,
any of these things.
You're not even undermining the existing business arrangement with licensing or anything like that, because you're not actually out there publicly. You're not giving the public an opportunity to experience a business that isn't licensed. And so if you ever want to get to that point of having agorism somehow be a threat to the status quo, it has to be a threat to the status quo. It has to be out
the
in the open.
The status quo has to be a threat to you. More
well, right. As soon as you step out of the shadows, then you will be threatened, because then the status quo will be aware, and they will, you know, like if you're running an underground restaurant, you can better believe the licensed restaurants are going to be the ones calling the health department on you as soon as they find out that you're in business. And the cab companies are going to be calling the, you know, cab bureaucracy or whatever, the regulators on you. So that's when the state comes along, and then they try to use their violence against you. Then you get to actually make the stand for your business, but of course you're then basically putting all of your business assets on the line, and the average person who goes into business doesn't go into business with the intention of losing their investment. And so that's why these things don't happen. That's why agorism stays underground, because the people who are involved in it, they don't want to take the personal risk. And until you're ready to do that, you can't expect anything to change.
Yeah, the state is in the full-time business of terrorizing people, and they're exceedingly efficient at it. And so, you know, this has been why I know that people get uncomfortable with it, but this is ultimately a discussion of how and when force should be applied. And this is, you know, something that panics people to even mention. The bottom line is there's a lot of people out there. And did you mentioned that you read Konkin's New Libertarian Manifesto. Did you ever read Rothbard's response to it?
Did not.
Check that out after we get off the air. And I would encourage you folks out there. It's not terribly long.
Okay.
It's not as long as the New Libertarian Manifesto. Got it. Just pokes a few holes in it. And there's a little bit
of
a back.
What is the highlight? I mean, do you recall, like, some of the points?
Okay. Okay, so just for example, I mean, Tonkin's really saying, Tonkin was sort of a left-leaning guy that was like anti-big business, right? And so his thing was not only that you're going to do business without the permission of the state and avoid taxes, but basically that you're going to undermine the concept of employment, right? He wanted everybody to act as independent contractors, and thus we would not only basically break the state, we would break capitalism, if you will. And so this is the new Libertarian Manifesto is sort of like, if Tonkin was alive today, he'd be writing at Center for a Stateless Society or some like left market anarchist outfit, because that was his underpinning. And one of the highlights is Rothbard says, well, just imagine a bunch of independent contractors trying to manufacture cars. Like, you need an assembly line. You can't do things that way, that some guy's just going to go make a bunch of vehicles in his garage and sell them. Like, no, it's completely impractical. So you need, you know, this sort of organization, and that sort of thing is a thing that you can't do under the radar. If you're going to set up a manufacturing plant with vehicles and stuff like that, this is a huge operation that's going to pay us a lot of money, and you can't avoid these people.
Right. I mean, the guys that opened the thrift store here in town, they ultimately had to jump through some legal hoops.
Yeah.
And otherwise, men with guns were going to come and prevent them from opening their doors to the business.
Exactly.
And I want to see that stop. But until agorists are willing to step out of the shadows, they really need to get realistic about their chances to change the system from the outside. Let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chris is calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Sure. Well, this is a bit of a topic change, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay. It's Free Talk Live.
I saw a headline today that really made my blood boil. I'll read it for you. It's a 17-year-old girl forcefully taken from her parents by government agents for refusing chemotherapy. This is have you heard this story?
No, tell me about it.
The girl's name is Cassandra Fortin. This is down in Connecticut. So she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she wanted to natural treatment for this condition. And her parents supported her decision to you know, reject chemotherapy to go, you know, along with herbal routes or dietary routes, whatever she was to do. The Connecticut Department of Child and Family Services, the DCF, took her out of her home and committed her to Connecticut's medical center.
Oh, my God. So she's locked down? She's forced into a hospital bed?
She's forced.
His phone's cutting out. I don't know this particular story. This is not the first time I've heard of this. I think last year there was another situation that some parents like kidnapped their own kid from some kind of facility for that reason, and then like skipped the country.
That sounds like the Justina Pelletier story you might be talking about.
Okay, we do have your connection back. So you were saying she's been forced into a medical facility and is going to be forced to take chemotherapy.
Yeah, there's a local newspaper reporting that I guess her mother said that she was putting up a fight, and so they restrained her in order to perform a preparatory surgery for her chemo.
Oh, my God. She's 17 years old, so in theory, had she been 18 years old, they wouldn't be able to do this to her?
Yep, she turns 18 this September, and so one of the questions is whether or not she, as a minor, is capable of making decisions about her her own, you know, medical procedure.
Apparently the state doesn't think so, but obviously I think that she should be able to, and if I were her, I'd get the hell out of that hospital, but it sounds like they might even have her handcuffed down. Thanks, Chris, for the call. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Dial toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username's lrn.fm. So easy to get on via Skype. You just send a contact request first. Once you're approved, and it won't take long to get approved, probably no more than a segment, we'll get you approved, and then from that point on, it's easy to just dial us up at username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
And let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Oh, want to remind you, go to freetalklive.com. Get involved there. There's a lot that you can interact with. You can also, of course, download archives that go back for years, years worth of Free Talk Live, all for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, there's also our YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.freetalklive.com, take it right there. You can see full-length shows from every single night of the program for the last about a year, I think, now that we've been doing it on YouTube. Honestly, I don't remember when we started. It wasn't that long ago. But it's all there. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Let's go first here to Nobody calling from Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Nobody?
Hello?
Going once. Hello? You are on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go for it.
I just wanted to kind of submit my definition of rights and then possibly get y'all's conception, or if you even have any conception of it. I've been reading a lot on rights and, getting perspective from a lot of different camps, particularly the libertarian socialist you know, side of things or whatever. But I think the way I've come to understand it is that rights are our attempt to make peace with our greatest predator, and that's just, you know, other human beings. And I just wanted to see if, you know, what y'all's perspective on that was or and what y'all's definition of rights would be.
I would personally say that rights are, if you will, a fictional concept. I would say that they are helpful in language, right, to say like, hey, I have the right to do this or I have the right to do that. But unfortunately, I do believe that it's sort of become a negative concept, that you're dealing with a situation where people think that rights are, if you will, privileges. These are things that are doled out by the state. Or
the right to have a thing or a service.
Right, or even that, like, whatever your rights are, there's some list of them that they are certain priorities, and I disagree with that. Basically, my premise would be that rights are fictional. We're talking about a thing where what we want is how we prefer to interact with each other is more or less...
I tend to agree with Chris on that. I would say the words I would use to describe rights are not only just fictional, but sort of a mutually beneficial agreement between people. At least that's the ideal, is that people will embrace these ideas, or at least the ideas of rights that we like. Like, we like the idea, as liberty-minded people, of what are called negative rights. Now, to me, these names are really confusing. Negative rights sounds bad. It's negative. Well, negative meaning that you have the right to be left alone, or the right not to be effed with, that kind of thing. Whereas a positive right is something that is given to you, right? Like the right to health care or the right to education, which would require another person to provide a service to you, which is kind of like slavery. So liberty-minded people generally don't like the idea of these positive rights, but they like the idea of negative rights. But ultimately, they're all just ideas. And they're ideas, especially in the case of negative rights, they're ideas that have come into fruition to help humans get along with one another in a maximized kind of capacity and in as friendly a manner as possible. And I think to that end, they're useful ideas, they're good ideas, they're ideas worth spreading and trying to adhere to, but ultimately, obviously, they can be abused and run roughshod over because they're just ideas.
I would encourage anybody who's studying the concept of rights to take a look into Stefan Molyneux's concept of UPB, or universally preferable behavior. And I think it needs some refinement. I don't know that universally preferable behavior is as proven as Molyneux would make it out to be, but it's an interesting concept. The idea of which is, there's no such thing as rights. We're talking about how do we prefer to interact with each other, and presumably we all prefer peace over force. We all prefer truth over deception. That doesn't seem to pan out in reality because a lot of people like violence and lying.
Well, right, because the psychopaths will completely ignore all kinds of, you know, human pleasantries and rules and rights, and they'll do whatever they want to do. But did we answer your question, though, buddy?
Somewhat. Can I go on a little?
Sure.
So, as Anish initially said, I was kind of saying that rights are basically a protection from predation, but today it seems that rights have become predation. But across the board, for, you know, liberals, conservatives, whatever, it seems that it's always framed on the definition of predation. And sometimes they say that socially and libertarians, at least American libertarians, we see predation only in objective terms, in the physical predation.
I think you lost me on that one. What's your point? Or what are you asking?
Well, I'm just trying to delineate kind of the where's the divide. Like, you know, these people, they say there's all these new rights and, like you said, positive rights. And I think it's useful to, like, kind of just see the distinction in where that's coming from. Is it, like, because they see predation in different terms than we do.
Right, like wage slavery, for example. You know, people say like, hey, you know, if you're working at Walmart, people would say that you're being like victimized by Walmart, and that this is predation because you're paying these people a lot of money,
even though you've consented to working at that place.
Right, and the thing is, yeah, so you've got this situation where people have gotten it into their heads that they have I guess, a right to comfort, if you will, and
they're entitled.
Yeah, and these ideas that the society owes somebody something, and that is pervasive. It's not new. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. Communism is a pretty old concept, and this idea was going along before Karl Marx.
And government benefits from this concept, right? Because the more people that have the idea that they are guaranteed certain things, like shelter or whatever, the more they'll expect the government to be the agency to provide those sorts of things, and so they'll vote for more government, and then you get more of that over
time. If you feel like society owes you something, well, how do you go and demand something from society? And the government is like, we represent society, you know, and I could disagree with that more.
We also frame the negative rights in this idea that we have, that we have this right to comfort.
I don't think that would be a negative right. That would be a positive right. A negative right, as I understand it, is something
we feel that we have the right to not be infringed upon physically. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we delineate that by that distinction in the physical, we would probably say it's objective and objective, and liberals, they would say that it would be subjective, because they do it in the social realm, where there's all this coercion because we're social creatures and we exist in this, social organism called society or whatever. Do you follow me?
I'm tempted to just go full-blown nihilist and just say, all right, this is all garbage and we're all animals and this is brain chemicals and yada, yada, yada. But it's I sort of get what you're saying, because this is just the mental jumping jacks that people do, hula hoops or whatever, that people go through in order to get what they want out of an equation. And it's like they just torture the available information and try to create an outcome that they desire. And there's nothing rational to it for the most part.
The people who support the positive rights, these rights to comfort or things or services, those guys aren't going anywhere, and they're not going to change. They're likely not going to change their viewpoint anytime in the near future. So that's why ideas like the Free State Project or Shire Society, which are bringing people who understand, have similar concepts around the idea of rights or freedom in general, bringing them physically to the same place makes a huge difference, because having numbers is really what it's all about. I mean, the reason why the positive rights are so popular is because, there's a lot of people who are behind them, and we who don't support them feel like we're outnumbered, and we really are. Yeah, so let's get people to the same place.
Create our own social organism.
Right. Thank you for the call tonight. And go to freestateproject.org, go to shiresociety.com to learn more about those things. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car, just a tap away on the Geico app.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. If you dial right now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Cantwell.
And don't forget, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what that means is the $5 a month that it costs to be an amplifier is invested into the show. So we're using it to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're on over 150 stations right now, which is great, but we could be on 300, 500. That's all possible. We just need to have the money to budget advertising and things like that. So some of it goes to advertising to radio stations. Some of it goes to keeping our satellite signal on the air in North and Central America and Africa as well. We're looking to expand that to Europe, and that's something we'll be talking about again later on. But these are some of the things we do, like if a radio station needs a piece of satellite, like a satellite receiver, a piece of hardware for their rack, we'll buy it for them. If that's what it takes to get them on the air with Free Talk Live, it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that makes that possible, and that's only $5 a month from you. It makes a big difference for us, so please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Colin, in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live. Colin.
Hey, Hank Cantwell, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind, Colin?
Well, I got a brief question followed by a medium-length question. So my first question is I have not been able to find anything in any public records or anything about the New Hampshire Supreme Court decision about the Robin Hood case.
It has not happened. That would be why you've been unsuccessful.
Oh, really?
The case was heard a few months ago. And
I watched the video on your blog.
Excellent. So you've been to freekeen.com. Yeah, that's going to be where the news comes out first. It'll either hit Freekeen first or depending on when Free Talk Live happens, it'll happen here. One or the other will have that news, and certainly we will be talking about it. But yeah, it usually takes a few months, if not several months, to get an answer out of the Supreme Court, and there's no maximum amount of time that they have to make the decision, so it could be longer. But generally, it's about 4 months is typically what the time frame is.
You got to love that. They're like, hey, we're going to put your whole life in the balance, and we'll get whenever back to you in like 10 like months.
Well, you know, at least in this case, Cantwell, it wasn't the Robin Hooders who lost at the Superior Court level. It was the city of Keene who lost, so there's no injunction against us or anything like that. Right. It's the city that wants to, you know, the decision overturned, and so I guess we'll see what happens. We'll certainly let you know. So there's the answer there, Colin. Go ahead.
Right, thanks. Oh, and by the way, like there's anything really as like the city of Keene. I mean, like it actually exists anyway. But
it's a group of men and women who are doing violence, you know, threatening people and hurting others, which is what all cities are. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. So I got a DUI a couple years ago.
Oof.
And I got really involved in Cop Lock after that because I felt like I was wrongfully convicted of it. And then after getting involved in Cop Lock, I shortly started watching Dave Ridley, and then shortly found Free Keene after that from Dave Ridley saying, you know, freekeene.com. So now I kind of want to move up to New Hampshire, and I went to I went to media school actually at Towson University, and I'm trying to get a job in the music industry or radio or television or something because I know how to do it all. But I haven't been able to find any companies out in New Hampshire who are even willing to give me an interview. And by that, I mean media companies, of course. So I was wondering if you guys knew of it up there that are.
So this is a good question. Of course, you know, lots of people are looking at making the move to New Hampshire, and obviously being able to get a job in the area in which you have expertise is an ideal thing. Some people manage to make that happen. Others, they just take any old job they can get, and then they keep looking once they get up here. So that's one way to approach this. I will say this, knowing the radio scene up here, I can't speak much to the television scene, but I know it's much smaller than the radio scene. There's not a whole lot of station owners. There's not a whole lot of radio stations. TV stations, there's basically only a couple, like two or three. There's one major one in Manchester called WMUR, and there's another one called WBIN. But besides those two, I don't know of any others in New Hampshire. You know, maybe you could go work in Boston or something like that if you're really desperate for major media work. But, you know, there are jobs, just, you know, whether or not there will be any available that are convenient to you wanting to get the hell out of Maryland and get to New Hampshire is ultimately the question. I mean, I would say the best thing that you could do would be to have some savings, get to New Hampshire, find some kind of work, whether it's doing independent contract work or whatever, and then keep looking for whatever kind of media work that that would be good for you. Maybe being in the Manchester area, which is a more populated area, would have more opportunities like that. And try to keep things in mind like, you know, unusual options like working at the public access TV station, for instance, you know, that probably isn't going to pay very well. But then again, media jobs don't tend to pay very well anyway. So, you know, the answer is New Hampshire is a great place to do business, as far as I can tell. Like, you know, there's no sales tax and things like that. So there's a lot of businesses here. There's a lot of freedom in New Hampshire. It's got one of the best economies in the Northeast. It's got low unemployment rates. But being able to find the exact job you want before moving here could be tricky. Others have said that it's harder to find work in New Hampshire without actually being here, that it's easier when you get an interview or something it's more likely that you'll get an interview if, like, you're calling from a number that's based in New Hampshire. So that's one of the tips that people have had is before you move, change your cell phone number to a New Hampshire 603 area code. That way, when you're putting your phone number on job applications, the person person who's calling you back might think you already live in New Hampshire. That may give you an edge. So those are some suggestions. Chris, what do you think?
I mean, I was in IT before I came up here, and I had a similar issue that, like, you know, I do get job opportunities sometimes in, like, Massachusetts, but not so much in New Hampshire, and I really don't like setting foot into Massachusetts.
Me neither.
And decided to just go full on with, you know, my own media production. And I mean, if there's a...
It's hard to make that work, though.
It's almost impossible, so I wouldn't recommend that in any way. But, yeah, get here, I would say get here, Maybe consider a career change even. I mean, I don't know how it's going down for you there in Maryland, but if you're entertaining moving, I would imagine that it's not perfect, right? So if you come here, you've got a few bucks to get you by, you get some job that keeps your head above the water.
Maybe grab an internship at a radio station or something to get your foot in the door somewhere, so where if there's a position that opens up, you'll know about it. I know they're hiring salespeople at the local radio station usually fairly often. I'll hear them advertising on their own airwaves for new sales.
Well, if you can sell, you can write your own ticket.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, those are all great ideas, and yeah, I mean, there are always sales jobs at radio stations down here in Maryland. And I actually worked at some pretty popular radio stations down here. I worked at Taos University's 89.7 WTMD, and that was pretty cool. But one thing you guys said interested me, and it was that there aren't a whole lot of radio stations in that area. And I mean, me personally, I was thinking about moving to Keene. But that sounds like a great place to start a pirate radio station if you think that way.
Well, you wouldn't be the first person. We've actually had four iterations of a pirate radio station here in Keene thus far. So if you're interested in doing that, come on up.
Yeah,
we'd love
to
have
you. We need somebody brave like you to come up here and go full on pump up the volume on.
Yeah, because
right?
Nobody's gone, like, of all the people who've operated the station so far, nobody's taken it past that first FCC notice. And I think eventually we're going to find that person. I wish we had 10 of them across New Hampshire. I wish we had a pirate radio station in every county. But we don't, unfortunately, because even though there is risk involved, there's really not that much risk involved. Yeah, I mean, you're risking a raid on your house, and that's never comfortable. But, you know,
I love how our lifestyles have evolved to where we say, yeah, it's a raid on your house, but it's not that big of a deal.
But, you know, I mean, they're not going to take everything in your house. They're not going to raid your safe over running a radio station. So they're just going to take the radio equipment.
I don't even know if the FCC, how much power they have to actually raid people's houses anyway. I don't know how that
works. They do. They have that power.
Oh,
they
okay.
Certainly will. But they likely won't exercise it right out the gate. So, you know, if you're running a pirate radio station, and by the way, there's a great guide that I've written up over at lrn.fm on, you know, kind of how to build your own pirate radio station, which if you're interested in learning about that, you can go to broadcast.lrn.fm and learn more about it. But ultimately, you know, there's a rumor. There's one guy on the Free Talk Live BBS who's claimed that the FCC raided his house without giving any notices first, but I've never heard that that's the case besides that one guy. Usually, the FCC will send a notice first, and it's called a notice of apparent liability that says, we believe you, Colin, are operating a radio station from this location without permission, and you need to show your permission slip, or else we're going to do something worse to you. And then, you know, they'll send another threatening letter after that, and eventually they will probably raid the location. If you don't shut down the station. So that's why most people have shut down on the first threat. But it'll be interesting when finally some activists are willing to take that one all the way. We'll look forward to seeing you up here in New Hampshire. And let us know if you're coming up for a visit, Colin. We'll be sure to get together. Thanks. More coming up tomorrow.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.